Shalom to all. Today's office of Abbasar is Afchol Chav Zayin. We are starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Abbasar, Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, in the course of discussing Bukhar receiving Pishnaim, we mentioned a tumtum, one who's born with skin covering the genital area. And the Chesh and Gartz Adal portion is that even if the skin was removed and it turned out to be a male, he does not get Pishnaim. And this is based off of a Pasuk. Now, once on this topic, we learned another din about this tumtum who was discovered to be a male, that he can't become a Ben Sarah Ramira, and that's also based off of a Pasuk. So we have yet another din on Mimar Amar. He tells us, Af Inu Emad Chilik Bachira, this tumtum who's later discovered to be a male, also does not subtract the chiluk of the Bukhaira. Shanam, because the Pasuk says, Banim, and she birthed sons for him. And we learn from here, Ajay Ben Bishas Leda, he has to be a Ben at the moment of his birth, not later on once they remove this piece of skin. Now, what does this mean that he's Enim and Might Chiluk Bukhaira? So let's remember that when a Bukhaira receives two portions, they're two separate things. His Chiluk Bukhaira is the extra portion, and he also receives a regular portion as a Pashut, a regular brother. And that means that we're going to make this division differently when one of the brothers, not the Bukhar, but one of the other brothers, the Pshutim, is a Tumtum. So let's say, for example, there's three brothers, a Bachar and two others, one of those again being a Tumtum who was later discovered to be a male, and the father died, leaving them over $900. What are we going to do? So first, in order to give the Bachar his Chelik Bachara, not keeping the Tumtum in the Cheshbin, we're going to divide it into three equal portions, as if it's only the Bachar and the Pashut. This would mean that there's three portions of $300. One of those portions is considered the Bachar portion, the extra one, and that's given to the Bachar, leaving over $600. Now we bring the Tumtum into the Cheshbin, and we're going to redivide the remaining $600 into three equal portions, because that's considered the chiluk of the pashut, of the regular brothers. Now every brother is going to get 200. 200 for the Bukhar, 200 for the regular brother, and 200 for the tumtum. Turns out that the Bukhar receives $500, 200 for his regular portion, and 300 for his Bukhar portion, because once again, that Bukhar portion did not take the tumtum into the cheshbin. We have another din of Shizbi Omar. He tells us, Af inunim al shmoina, this tumtum is not going to get a bris milah on the eighth day if it falls out on Shabbos. We're not going to be machal Shabbos in order to give this tumtum, who turned out to be a male, a bris milah. And why not? Demokra, because the Pasuk says, Isha ki says Ria v'yal d'zachar, when a woman gives birth to a male, ubayam ashmini yimal, on the eighth day he gets a bris milah. What do we learn from here? Ajay zachar mishas leda, he has to be considered a male from the moment he was born, and he wasn't a male. It was only later discovered after they cut open the skin. And yet another din, Rav Shrav Yomer, he tells us, Af ein imay tamei leda, the mother of this tumtum is not tamei leda. Demokra, because the Pasuk says, Isha ki says Ria v'yal d'zachar, when a woman gives birth to a male, the tama shev as yomim, and she's tamei for 7 days. And we learn from here, Ajay zachar mishas leda, she's only considered tamei leda. This is called Yimei Tumah. We'll explain this in a moment, when he's a clear Zachar the moment he's born. But if it's not clear that he's Zachar when he's born, then she's not Tamei Leda. Now, understanding this and the next bit of Gemara requires a little bit of a background regarding Dine Tumah and Tara of a woman who gave birth. The Pasuk tells us in the beginning of Parshat Tazria, like we just said, Isha ki Tazria v'yalda Zachar, if a woman gives birth to a male, she's Tamei for 7 days. If she has an Akeva, the Pasuk says, she's Tamei for 14. Now, these are called Yimei Tumah. It doesn't make a difference whether or not she sees Dam. It could be that she had no blood coming out of her these 7 or 14 days. She's still considered Tamei. Now, the next period of time is called Yimei Tayhar, because even if she sees Dam, she's Tahar. For a male, it's the next 33 days, making the total for after birth of a male 40 days. And if it was in a keva, it's the next 66 days, making the total for after birth of a female 80 days. And again, what Rav Shavi just told us is that if his mother gave birth to a tumtum, even though he turned out to be a zachar, and for that matter, in a keva, she doesn't have this din of Yimei Tumah because of this pasuk. So the Gemara asks Meisva, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Hamapelas tumtum androgynous. If a woman miscarried a tumtum or an androgynous, this is a person who's born with both genitalia, female and male, Teshav lo zachar in a keva, she has to act as if she had a male and a female. At Rav Shravya Trifta, this is clear refutation to Rav Shravya, because Rav Shravya says that when she has a tumtum, she does not have the dinim of Yimei Tumah. And over here, the Mishnah tells us very clearly that she does have the dinim of Yimei Tumah. Now, the Gemara suggests, let me talk to Rav Shizbi. Maybe this is a refutation to Rav Shizbi as well, because Rav Shizbi said that this tumtum, which turned out to be a male, is not going to get a bris on the eighth day if it's Shabbos. But according to his Mishnah, that she has to sit Yimei Tumah as if she had a male clearly shows that this is considered 100% male, and he technically should get a bris milah on the eighth day, even if it's Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, it's not a refutation to Rav Shizbi, because Tana, the Tana of this Mishnah, Svukim Misapkalei, he is Misupik, he's not so sure, he's in doubt, Ulochumra, and he's Paskin Ulochumra. He doesn't know whether this Tumtum or Androgynous is a male or female, and because of that, he's Machmir in both situations. On one hand, it might be in a Keva, so the mother's tummy for 14 days, not 7, but on the other hand, it might be a male, and therefore she does not get a full 66 days of Yimei Toihar as in a Keva. She would only get the Yimei Toihar of a male, which, as we said, goes up until day 40 after birth, and if you do the calculation, since she already sat for 14 days of Yimei Tumah, and she only gets up until day 40, that means she only has 26 days of Yimei Tayhar and not 33, as if she had a male. And so once again, this is only because of a Chumra, we're not so sure it's a Suffolk, and not because it's 100% Vaday Zachar or Nekeva. Ask Gemara, Ihachi, if we're going with Chumra, Teshav Zachar or Nekeva, Ula Nida Mibayalei. So the Mishnah should say that she has to sit as if it was a Zachar or Nekeva, and maybe Nida. And the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha, that's actually a a problem. Now let's just explain what the Gemara's question is by adding in this factor of Nida. We just said that since it's a Chumra, we don't know if this child is a male or female, so she has to be Machmir in regards to Mei Tumah. She has to act as if she had a Nekeva, so she's Tumah for 14 days. And in regards to Mei Tayar, she has to act as if she had a Zachar, that she's only Tahar up until day 40 and not up until day 80. But the problem is, asked the Gemara, if we're being Machmir, we should add on an extra Chumra. Maybe we're going to consider this child a male, and since based off of this Pasuk, as we had before, in order to give her Mei Tayar, he has to be considered a male from birth, and again, the Tumtum wasn't a male from birth, so maybe she doesn't get Mei Tayar at all, and it could be that after day 14, if she sees Dam, that's not Tahar, maybe she's just a regular Nida, and she's going to be Tamei, and that's an added level of Chumra, and that's what the Gemara says. You're right, Kasha, it's a good question. You're right, if we're going with Chumra, we should even be more Machmir, and we don't have an answer to this question. Now we go back to Ravashi's original statement, which we had at the end of yesterday, that a Tumtum does not get a double portion. Amar Rava, he tells us, Tank of us, Ravami, we have a Brassa just like Rav Ami. The Brassa quotes a Pasuk, Ben, if a person has a son, he gets double portion, because he's the Bukhar. What do we learn from here? Veloy Tumtum, it excludes a Tumtum. The Brassa continues, Bukhar, the Pasuk tells Bukhar, Veloy Safek, and that excludes a Safek. The question is, what's the second part of the Brassa talking about? Bishlim, a Ben Veloy Tumtum, could Rav Ami. We understand the first part of the Brassa, Ben Veloy Tumtum, is just like Rav Ami, that a Tumtum doesn't get double. El Bukhar Veloy Safek, Lemute Mai. What's the second part of the Brassa, Bukhar, not a Safek, come to exclude? And the answer is, Lafukum Darsh Rava, it's excluding what Rava Darshind. The Darsh Rava, Rava Darshind, Shtay Nashim Sheldu Bez Char B'machvay, two women who were married to the same man, and they both gave birth to males in a machvay, they were in hiding, and we don't know which one is the firstborn, definitely one of them is, but we don't know which one is. Kaisun Harsha Zelazet, they write a Harsha for each other. A Harsha is an official document, and basically they write for each other that you could collect the Bechara. As we mentioned previously, that the Chalik of the Bechar, this extra portion that he receives, is something that's coming to him, it's something that he has rights to, even before the actual division of the estate, and Mimela, he could give it over to somebody else if he would like to, and therefore these two children that were born, that were not so sure which one of them is a Bechar, can write for each other that you can collect the Chilk Bechara. And Mamanav Shach, when one of them comes to collect from the other brothers and they tell him, prove that you're a Bechar, he could say, I don't have to prove it because Mamanav Shach, either I'm the Bechar so I get double, or even if I'm not the Bechar, well, my brother, who's the Bechar, he gave me this document that says that I could collect double for him, and therefore they'll be able to collect these two portions. And that's what the second part of the Brisa is telling us, Bechar Veloy Safek, since his child is considered a Safek, he's not able to collect this Chilk Bechara, even though he has our Shach from his brother. Now, earlier, Rav Rava, Rav just told Rava, how could you even suggest this in the first place? Well, Shalach Ravin, Ravin sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, the Davar Zesha Alti L'char Barzai, I asked all my Erbeim about this, V'loy Amruli Davar, they didn't tell me the halacha, Baram Kach Amru Mishom Rabbi Yanai, however, they did say in the name of Rabbi Yanai that this is the halacha, Hukru L'Besoif Nisarvu, Kaisen Arsha Zelazet. It's only if they were recognized, meaning if they did know who the Bechar was in the beginning, and then afterwards these children got mixed up and they couldn't figure out who's the Bechar, so then they could write this Arsha for each other. However, Loy Hukru ain't Kaisen Arsha Zelazet. If they never were able to tell in the first place who was the Bechar, the moment the children were born, they got mixed up, they didn't know who the Bechar was, so then they cannot write this Harsha for each other. And it's definitely not like you, Rava, because you seem to say that even if they were mixed up from the offset, they're able to write this Harsha for each other. And so Rava was actually Chayzer, Hadar Uki Rava Amayra Ale. Rava went back and stood up an Amayra regarding this, and Amayra does not mean an Amayra as opposed to a Tana, it means a spokesperson. That's what they used to have back in the day, the Rosh Hashiva or the Rav, the one giving the Shir, would have an Amayra, somebody who would belt out his Shir for him. And so Rava, now that he's being Chayzer from his original opinion, had to get this Amayra to stand back up to say what his new Shita is, Vidarish, and he darshan as follows, Dvaram Shamati Lechem, Toz Hain Biyadi, that which I darshan for you previously, it's a mistake, Baram Kach Amr Mishom Rabbi Yanai, this one was said in the name Rabbi Yanai, Hokru L'Besayf Nisarvu, only if originally they recognized who the Bechar was, and then these children got mixed up, Kaisan Arshah Zalazeh, they could write this Arshah for each other, Loi Hokru, however, if they never knew who the Bechar was, and Kaisan Arshah Zalazeh, then they cannot write this Arshah for each other. And we continue discussing Bechar, in light of something that we mentioned in the previous daf, let's say we have a Chazaka that one person is a Bechar, but it turns out that maybe a different one of the sons is a Bechar. And here we begin with a story, Shalcholei B'nei Akra to Akma L'Shmuel, the people of Akra to Agma sent the following message to Shmuel, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, please teach us Rabbi, Hayim Uchzakam B'zeh, Shu Bechar. They had a chazaka about one guy that he was the Bechar. It wasn't that there was Edim testifying he was a Bechar, it's just that word on the street was that this guy's the Bechar. Va'amar Aviv al Acher Becharhu. And then the father comes along and says, guys, this other son is a Bechar, not the one whom you think, Mahu, what's the din? Who's the Bechar? So Shalcholhu, Shmuel sent the following message to them, Kaisun Hashah Zelazet, these two boys should just write a Harsha for each other, enabling each other to collect the Chelik Bechara. Now, in essence, what Shmuel just did was avoid the question. He didn't say who the Bechar was. He just gave them the piece of advice how they're still able to collect the Chelik Bechara. And because of that, Kochaz Aino and Bez on top, the Gemara asks, Manav Shach, Ikra Abanon Svirulei, Lashachlik Rabbanon, Ikra Behuda Svirulei, Lashachlik Rabbuda. If Shmuel holds like the Rabbanon, and we're going to see their opinion in a moment, so why don't he just say the Psak is like the Rabbanon? And if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, why don't he just say the Psak is like Rabbi Yehuda? And the answer is, Mesapkale Ikra Behuda Ikra Rabbanon. He simply was Mesopek. He was in doubt who we Paskal like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, and that's why he avoided answering the question and he just gave them a good piece of advice. Now the Gemara clarifies, Mahi, what exactly is Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon? The answer is, the Tanya, we have a Brisa that tells us as follows. The Pasuk says, Yakir, that the father shall recognize his Bechar. And the question is, says, why use such a word that he should recognize the Bechor? The answer is, Yakirenu le'achirim. It's telling us that he can cause the Bechor to be recognized to other people. Namely, if I was believed to say that this son is my Bechor. Mikana Rabbi Yehuda, based off of this, Rabbi Yehuda says, Neman Adam Loimar Zebani Bechor, that a person is believed to say, this son over here, he is my Bechor. And Hoshem Shaneman Adam Loimar Zebani Bechor, the same way a person is believed to say, this is my firstborn son, Kach Neman Adam Loimar, a person is also believed to say, Zeben Grusha Zeben Chalutza, that this child is the son of a Grusha Chalutza. Let's say he's a Kayan and he has a son. He's believed to say that I divorced this kid's mother and then remarried her, making her a Grusha, or that I married her as a Chalutza. And in both these cases, the child is a Chalal. He's not a Kasher Kayan. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is all based out of the Pasuk of Yakir, that he's believed to establish what this child's status is. However, Chamay and Chamay say, Eid and Emma, the father is not believed. And I would just clarify, Amalei Rav Nachman Reitzlik L'Rava, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, we understand according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Dechsev Yakir. That's why the Pasuk says Yakir. It's telling us, Yakirenu L'Acherim, that the father has an Emanus. He's believed to say that this child's a Bechor, or he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, even if the Chazakah tells us otherwise. El Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, Yakir Lamali, what do they do with this Pasuk of Yakir? It has to be telling us that the father is believed to say the child's a Bechor. But it seems to say they don't agree with that. And the answer is, but Sarcha Kera. The Rabbanon are saying that the father is believed to say that he's a Bechor only when he needs recognition, meaning when there's no previous Chazakah, namely when a new family moves into town and they have a whole bunch of kids. We don't know who's the Bechor and who's not. So the father in that situation is believed to say, okay, this kid is my Bechor. But if there's already Chazakah, people are already talking that that kid's a Bechor, the father's not believed to say that a different one is. As the Gemara L'may Hilchsa, in regards to what halacha is it relevant to believe the father that this kid's a Bechor? L'misvalei Pishnaim, in order to be able to give him double, what does it make a difference? Lo hei la'acher. This child whom the father is claiming to be a Bechor shouldn't be any different than a random person that's Acher. Ilu bay l'misvalei matana milo yavle. If the father wanted to give double of all of his nechasim to a random guy as a present, wouldn't he be allowed to do that? So he should be allowed to do this for the son whom he's claiming is a Bechor. Why do we have to have a special nemanus that we believe the father halachically that this kid's a Bechor? If the father wants, he could give him double. What's it make a difference if we believe him or not? And the answer is, in regards to nechasim that fall after the statement of the fathers, you're right. At the current point in time when the father is making this statement that this is my Bechor, we don't really need to believe him in regards to that, because again, if he wants, he could give double of everything he currently owns to the Bechor. But what about nechasim that the father gets afterwards? This son whom the father claims is a Bechor is not going to get double in those nechasim, because we know a person is not able to give away something that he doesn't own. And it's in regards to those nechasim that the father needs this nemanis that this is his Bechor. And we further clarify this. According to Rav Meir, who holds that a person could be makna something that's not in this world, what do we need the pasuk of Yakir for? It's the same question. Even if the father does not believe that this is his Bechor, he could still say that this kid gets double of everything I have and everything I will own. And that's okay, according to Rav Meir, again, because other makna dovash loy bala ilam, even though he doesn't own it, he could still be makna it later on. And the answer is, we still need the pasuk in regards to the nechasim, the fault of the father when he's a geises, he's on his deathbed, and he doesn't have the proper faculties to be able to give a matana. In such a case, Rav Meir would not say that Adam Davar Makna Shloi Bala Olam, because again, he's currently unable to give it away. He's a geises, and so it's in that particular situation that we would need the pasuk of Yakir, that since we believe the father that this is his Bechor, the son will receive double portion in these nechasim, the fault of the father, when he's a geises. And we continue discussing this. Tanur Abanur Brasa tells us, we have a chazaka, this kid is a Bechor, v'amr avaval acher shu Bechor. And then the father says about a different kid that he's the Bechor. Naman, the father's believed. Another day, we have a chazaka that this kid is not the Bechor, v'amr aviv Becharhu. And then the father says, yeah, he is the Bechor. Enoi naman, the father's not believed. Now, even though these statements seem contradictory, because either the father has namanus or he doesn't have namanus, and the Gemara clarifies, Reish Rabbi Yehuda, v'sefer Rabbanon. The Reish of the Brass is Rabbi Yehuda, that the father has namanus even though we have a chazaka otherwise. The father is still believed to say that a different kid's a Bechor. And the sefer is Rabbanon, that the father doesn't have namanus. He's not able to change a previously known chazaka. And continue to discuss this. Amar Biechan, Amar Biechan tells us, Amar Benihu, let's say a fellow says about a person next to him, this guy is my son. Fachasavar Amar Avdihu. And then he says, this guy's my Eved. Einoi Neman, he's not believed. Because a person is never going to call his Eved his son. Meaning he's not able to explain himself by saying, really, when I said that he's my son, I didn't mean that he's my son. I just meant that I love him like a son, but he's really my Eved. Such an explanation is not valid because, again, a person is never going to call his Eved his son. However, if he says about this fellow, Avdihu, this guy's my Eved, Fachasavar Amar Benihu, and then he says he's my son, Neman, he's believed. Why is that? The Mishamash Lika Avdu Ka'amar. It could be that the father said in the beginning, by calling him an Eved, he was just trying to express that my son serves me like an Eved, but he's really my son. And that's okay, and therefore we view his second statement as an explanation of the first, making this person his son, not his Eved. The Chilufe, Abay Sameches, the exact opposite is when we're dealing with taxes. What does that mean? He's going through the taxes, maybe customs when he's coming to a new country, V'amar, and he says about a fellow with him, Benihu, that it's his son, V'chazvar Amar Avdihu, and then he says it's his Eved, Neman, he's believed to say that. And that's because the person had to pay an extra tax based off of how many avad Adam he has, so it was worthwhile for a person to claim that an Eved is his son, and therefore this makes a lot of sense. Even though when he was in the tax office, he claimed that the person was his son, afterwards he's able to say, really, he's my Eved, I just didn't want to have to pay taxes on him. However, Amar Avdihu v'chazra rabbinihu enu neman, if a person in the tax office claims that this guy's my Eved, and afterwards he says, no, he's really my son, he's not believed, because there's no reason if the guy was really his son that he would claim he's his Eved, that's going to cause him to pay extra taxes. No one wants to pay taxes in the first place, let alone extra taxes. And if this guy admitted in the tax office that this fellow next to him is his Eved, he's not believed afterwards to say he's his son. As Gemara Mesi, we have a verse that says as follows, a person is serving somebody like a son. He's doing certain things that a son is required to do, help him get dressed and tie his shoes and other things like that. And then the father comes along and says, this guy's my son. And then he says, he's my Eved. He's not believed. And this part of the Braisa is not problematic with Rabbi Yochanan. It actually fits with what he had said, that a person is never going to call his Eved his son. And since the first thing he said about this person was that he's his son, so he's believed to say he's his son, and he has no nemanus that this guy's his Eved. However, let's say the person is serving him like an Eved. And then the guy says, this fellow's my Eved. And then he says, he's my son. He's not believed. Rabbi Yochanan told us that even if originally the person claimed that this guy was his Eved, and then he said that, no, he's my son, he's believed to say that he's the son. And so the second part of the Braisa is clearly not like Rabbi Yochanan. So we answer him. Nachman Yitzchak, he tells us, Hasam over there in the Braisa, the Karulei Avda Meitzar Mea. The Braisa is talking about a specific situation where he called him an Eved Meitzar Mea. And in that case, he's not believed to go back and say that he's my son. And we just clarify, my Meitzar Mea, what does this mean, Meitzar Mea? Meitzar Avda Kovzuzi, that the boundary, meaning the value of this Eved, is 100 zuz. And in that case, it's understandable that the person is not believed to say that really he's my son. Because since he gave a clear description about this person, that he's my Eved, who's worth 100 zuz, a person will never say that about his son, and that's why he's not believed. However, if he didn't say that he's an Avda Meitzar Mea, he just said, he's my Eved, and then he claimed that he's his son, then he would be believed. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a number of different dinim, one of them that has to do with the one that we just learned today. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.